We'll try to focus briefly, Be'ez Hashem Bineder, on the question of what, if any, is the halachic religious significance of Medinas Yisrael. We're going to try to answer that question according to the Rav, as best I understand his position. In one of the drushes originally published in Yiddish, the language in which they were given, and subsequently translated into Hebrew, so the Rav said as follows: "B'hakamat ha-medina chashivut hilchatit." With the establishment of the Medina, or in the establishment of the Medina, there is halachic importance. Me'achar she'be'emtza'uta nuchal l'kayem et ha-mitzvah shel yerusha v'yeshiva. Through, and he means only through, having the state, can we fulfill the mitzvah of Vahorashta Mesa'oretz V'yishavtem Bo. Mitzvah zo mitzkayemet lo rak b'binyana ha-mishki shel ha-oretz el gam al yidei ribonuteinu Bo. For the mitzvah to be fulfilled, it means not just developing the economy, but through our sovereignty. Kiyumah shel Medinat Yisrael, the existence of Medinat Yisrael, v'huvdan, the fact, sheyehudim v'lo anglim, the Jews, not the English, kovim et ha'aliyah, they're the ones who determine who comes in. Kiyehudim v'lo aravim, Jews are not Arabs, hinam ha-ba'alim ha-mediniim ba'aretz, they're the ones who control governmentally, politically. B'kayamet memshala yehudit, mishtara v'tzava, there's a Jewish government, police, army, hareza kiyuma gadol v'yoter, shel mitzvahs yishav Eretz Yisrael. Al nishkach, we should not forget, ki mitzvah zo, this mitzvah, Novat derives Migzeres HaKlasu V'horashtem Esa'oretz V'yishavtem Bo. Yerusha Perusha Kibush, conquest, Shelton Mamlachti, governmental control, sovereignty. Ramban Kvar Nisach Et Ha'emet, the Ramban already formulated this truth, Shabibonut Medinit Ba'eretz Yisrael, that political sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, Himi Yisodot Shal Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It's one of the fundamental elements of Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Shenetztavinu, the Ramban writes in the Mitzvah's essay, Sheshachach HaRav Lemos, Shenetztavinu, we're commanded L'Reshes HaSa'oretz, Asher nosan hakel avoseinu. Ba'alma azvenu b'yad zul asenu min ha'umos. We shouldn't abandon Eretz Yisrael either to a different nation, or l'shmama, or to just leave it desolate. So that's the halachic religious significance that the Rav sees in Medinas Yisrael. He doesn't camouflage the fact that there's a lot that happens in the Medina, of which we disapprove. Nachon lo tamid hinenu sveim ratzon mima'asim v'tachsisim mesuyamim shel hamemshela. Ach ein ze goreya, that fact, whatever happens that is just totally wrong. Ach ein ze goreya mechashivuta shel medinat Yisrael kemachshir shel hagshamat Yerushas Haaretz. But that doesn't detract from the importance of Medinas Yisrael as an instrument for realizing Yerushas Haaretz. Hinenu yodim shehamemshala eina hamedina atzma. The existence of the Medina is one reality. What any particular government does, what any particular governmental policy is something different. And the two shouldn't be conflated. No, what the Rav doesn't say, that's what he does say. But there's also significance in what he doesn't say. He doesn't view or define the significance, halachic, religious significance of Medinas Yisrael in messianic terms. He doesn't say that this is the unfolding of Yemos HaMashiach and Kimiduma, that's for two reasons. The first is that practically, to again, what the halachic significance of Medinas Yisrael is, which obviously then determines what our attitude should be, is a halachic question, and we just don't know enough in terms of how Yemos HaMashiach will come about and how the Melech HaMashiach is going to appear to decide anything based on that scant, very fragmentary ideas that we have. Yeva'e mipshutam shel divrei neviim shebetchilas Yemos HaMashiach tihiye melchemes Gog u'Magog v'shekodem melchemes Gog u'Magog yamod navi liYisrael liYasher Yisrael l'hochen libam shenama hinei anochi shaleach lachem eis Eliyah hanavi. ויש בין החכמים שאומרים שקודם ביאס המלך משיח יבוא אליהו. וכל אלו הדברים וכיוצא בהם, לא ידע אדם איך יהיו עד שיהיו. No one knows. Rambam says, no one knows how it's gonna unfold. שדברים סתומים הם אצל הנביאים. Nevuas are intentionally cryptic. Shadvarim stumim heim etzel hanaviyim. Gam hachachamim heim lahem kabbalah v'dvarim eil. Chazal had no tradition in this area. El lefi hechra psukim, lefi chach yesh la machlokes v'dvarim eil. Rambam hagdam t'perish mishnayis, but we have a tradition on, so there's no machlokes about it. Yeah, there's machlokesim. Because we don't have a tradition in terms of how, sequence, etc. Ve'al kolponim ein sidra havayis dvarim eilu v'lo dikduka an ikar v'das. It's one of the Ikar Yadas that there's going to be a Yemos HaMashiach, at the center of which stands the Melech HaMashiach. That is a fundamental belief. But how the sequence, the details, that's not part of the Ikar Yadas. We don't know. La'olam lo yis'asek odem b'divei ha'godos v'lo yarech b'divei midrashos ha'amurim minyonim elu v'chayotze b'hem. A person's really not supposed to be preoccupied with trying to figure this out. V'lo yisimeim ikar she'enon mevi'en lo lidei ahava v'lo lidei yira. There's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina. וכן לא יחשב והקיצר. אומר חכמים תפוח דייטון של מחש וקיצר, אלא יחכה ויאמן בכלל הדור, כמו שבימן. First of all, how could we paskin on the significance of Medinis Israel in terms of Achas Hayom, in terms of Mashiach? When we don't have the requisite degree of knowledge. But kimiduma, it's not only practically, I mean, it is that also, but it's not only that practically we lack the requisite knowledge. This type of, in quotation marks, knowledge, in reality, it's speculation, it is not part of a halachic analysis. Now, there are times in life when we have to make decisions based on what we anticipate in the future. It can be, you know, in one's personal life. You know, should you go to graduate school in a certain field? It's gonna take 2, 3, 4 years to get the degree. So you need to try to anticipate what the job market is gonna be in that field 2, 3, 4 years from now. So there are lots of decisions. Again, that's sort of in the largest scheme of things, a small example. Obviously, there are bigger examples. But absent Urim V'Tumim, where a Navi who brings a message, so the way one prognosticates about the future is in natural terms. You look at what the trends are, and based on that, you try to figure out, you know, what's the job market going to be like when I finish my degree, and I'm looking for a position. Whatever the mahalach of Achras Hayomim is, it doesn't belong to that domain of something we prognosticate about naturally. It belongs to Hadei Kavshei D'Rachmanah. The Rambam writes in the Gimel Likud when he talks about Yemos HaMashiach. V'hayisod ha'shleimos Yemos HaMashiach. V'hu la'ha'amin u'la'ames. To believe, and the belief should be a real belief. She'yovel. Skipping a little bit. V'lo l'farishes ha'mikra'os k'dei l'hotzi mehen z'man bo'o. Not to try to interpret the psukim echves in Daniel or wherever, to try to elicit when he's going to come. And then the Rambam says, so what does it consist of, our belief, and how should it be ulahamin bo min hagdula va'ava ulahispala lebo. Supposed to daven. Let the Mashiach shut down. Supposed to daven Mashiach shut down. Might it be that what's been happening since 1948 is the process of Mashiach coming? Yeah, of course it might be. Of course it might be. Do we know it for a fact? No, we don't know anything for a fact. In that same passage that we read before, and with this I'll end. And you can check the Yiddish original. The translation is entirely accurate. Memshala ba'a, again in when the Rav is speaking of not conflating the existence of a medina with the particular with the policies of a particular government. Memshala ba'a u'memshala lechas. Moshel halech. Moshel ba, v'ha'aretz, v'ha'medina. I think in the Yiddish original, it's the word is malucha. V'ha'medina anu mekavim la'kadosh baruch la'olam amadas. We hope it's forever. We don't know that it's forever. We can't take for granted that it's forever in terms of not being worried about the consequences of sin asachim. Anu mekavim la'kadosh baruch hu. We hope, of course we hope that that's what it is. We don't dismiss the possibility of Chavon Islam, because we hope that's what it is. And halavai that hope will be realized. But we don't know. And the halachic religious significance is that which we, from our vantage point, through the halachic process or analysis that we can engage in, reveals, which is the that it's a kiyum of the Havashtam Asar, that's Viv Yishavtam.